If you're a Pilates instructor, you know that planning a class can sometimes feel like this high-stakes puzzle, right? How do you build a session that's balanced, effective, and actually engaging? Well, today, we're going to break down how to turn that whole task from something kind of daunting into a process that's way more intuitive and creative. We're talking about moving from that rigid script to a confident, in-the-moment flow.
Oof, does that sound familiar? I think it does for a lot of us. This feeling of being totally chained to a super detailed plan, it's something pretty much every new instructor goes through. You're so scared of missing one little exercise that it can totally overshadow the whole class, and teaching turns into this stressful performance instead of a real fluid exchange with your clients.
And that's the big question, isn't it? How do you make that leap? Well, that's exactly what we're tackling today. This explainer is all about mapping out that journey from overplanning and anxiety to really developing the experience and the instinct that lets you adapt and connect with the actual people in your class.
Okay, let's dive in. Before you even start thinking about a single exercise, there's this really crucial strategic phase. This is where you lay all the groundwork for a successful class. It's really about setting your intention before you get lost in the details.
A really great class plan starts with these three key steps. First, you've got to define the why and the who. Then you get to spark your own creativity with a theme. And finally, you do a little mental rehearsal just to smooth out all the edges. So let's break each of these down.
First up, your objective. What's the main goal of this session? Maybe you want to do a glute-focused class or it's all about posture. But, and this is key, you have to line up that goal with who is actually signed up for the class, so you got to look at that sign-up sheet. If you see new names on there, you know you need to build in some modifications and progressions to make sure everybody feels successful.
Next, give your class a theme. This is seriously a fantastic way to break out of a rut. And your theme can be anything. You could use the magic circle for the entire class, or build a whole sequence around just one spring setting. Maybe an around-the-world flow on the reformer. A theme makes the same old exercises feel brand new for your clients. And just as important, it challenges you to think creatively and helps you avoid that dreaded instructor burnout.
All right, so we've set our intention. Now let's actually build the blueprint. This is where we get into the nuts and bolts of structuring the session, making sure it's comprehensive and, you know, well-paced.
A truly effective Pilates class moves the body in every way it possibly can. So that means hitting all the planes of motion. You've got your forward and back movements in the sagittal plane, your side-to-side stuff in the frontal plane, and of course, all that good rotation in the transverse plane. It also means you've got to get your clients moving, from lying on their back, to their stomach, to sitting, to standing. And all this variety is held together by one thing. A clear, logical structure.
And you know what? That structure can be beautifully simple. Just think of it in three parts. You start with a warm-up, obviously, to get the body ready. Then you move into the bulk of the class. That's where all the main work happens. And you always finish with a cool-down to stretch, release, and let all that work sink in.
Now, this is where it gets really practical. You can see how that three-part idea translates into a real 60-minute plan. We start on our backs for about 10-15 minutes, doing things like footwork and bridging. Then we start to move up for the main part of the class, using the short box, then the long box, and even getting into some standing work. And finally, we wind it all down with those classic stretches and a few minutes of guided breath work to close it out.
Okay, let's talk about one of the biggest fears for new instructors: running out of material and ending class like 20 minutes early. It's such a stressful feeling. But the solution is really about mastering your timing and focusing on the flow between the exercises. This is what turns a list of movements into a seamless experience. And breaking it down like this really helps you find a rhythm for the class. By just giving yourself these rough time frames for each section, you have a guide for your pacing. Now, this isn't about being a slave to the clock, not at all. It's more of a tool that helps you build confidence, so you know no section is being rushed, and you don't have to drag things out just to fill time.
So here's a crucial point. The moments between the exercises are just as important as the exercises themselves. A smooth, logical transition from one position to the next, that's what creates that polished professional feel. You don't want your clients just flinging themselves around. You want to make the transition part of the movement.
Ultimately, planning a class is a journey. When you're new, your focus is 100% on that plan, and you are terrified to deviate from it. You're just constantly thinking, okay, what's next? What's next? But with experience, this huge shift happens. Your focus moves from the piece of paper to the people in the room. You learn to read the energy, to adapt on the fly, and you start asking, what does this person need right now?
So once you've got the planning basics down, how do you keep evolving?
Let's go over a few final pro tips that'll take your teaching from just good to truly great. To keep growing, you just have to stay curious. Ask your regular clients for feedback, or, and I know this sounds scary, film yourself teaching. Make a real effort to connect by introducing yourself to new people. And please, never stop being a student yourself. Go to workshops, read articles, take classes from other instructors. That's how you keep your own practice and your teaching style fresh and inspired.
So, what's the one single most effective thing you can do to start this journey of growth, like right now? It all comes down to one simple challenge. In your very next class, plan to teach just one new exercise, one that you've kind of been avoiding or maybe feel a little nervous about. That small step, that's how you start to push the edges of your comfort zone. And that brings us to our final question for you. Really think about it. What's that one exercise that's been sitting on your maybe later list? Committing to adding that to your next class plan is the very first step toward becoming a more confident, more adaptable, and way more inspiring instructor.